Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, what might be the root cause of the inequality within the music industry?
It comes back to the inequality between men and women in society more broadly. So we're looking at the sort of gender roles that people are taught from a very early age, which means that men and women relate to music in different ways, and they're taught that they can do different things in relation to music as well. So girls are, for instance, pushed towards certain instruments, whereas boys pick up electric guitars more often than little girls do. So there's that sort of thing that kicks in from a very early age.
So what might be some of the reasons you think women aren't played on the radio or playing at festivals as much as men?
I think to begin with, it comes down to the fact that there just aren't as many women participating in music making as men. So women do enjoy doing music making as much as men do, but they're not, again, encouraged to take certain pathways. So they don't go into the music industry in terms of popular music in the same way that men do, but they do end up in roles like music teachers much more often than men do. So they go down different pathways. So if we want to increase women's participation in the music industry, it's a matter of sort of opening up a few more spaces and encouraging women and making sure there are more role models for them as well. And this is where it becomes a bit of a circular thing, where you don't get as many women in the music industry, and so there aren't the role models available to young girls, and so they don't see themselves going down those pathways as well. So there's a whole bunch of different things that need to be addressed there.
Now, Kesha's court case, it was making headlines a little while ago, it raised awareness of abuse in the music industry. But do you think this has led to any real change?
I think that at the moment, we're at a point where people are thinking about how women are being treated in the industry in a way that they might not have done in the past, or at least these things are becoming more visible. So I think social media in particular has given women a space where they can go and talk about the experiences that they've had and where they can find a community of people who will listen to them and will believe them and will give them support. And I think that those are some of the things that have been missing for women in this industry for a very long time. There has been a tendency for either women not to be listened to when they say this stuff, or for men's behaviour to be excused as, well, that's just what guys do, or this is just what the industry's like. So I think that the way that there are these new forums for women to put these experiences out there is making a bit of a difference. And hopefully that will lead to some genuine change. I think it is in some ways. So we have seen some instances where women have talked about particular men as being a problem in terms of their behaviour. And there have been consequences for those men. So some have resigned or some have been fired from their positions. But it is still a slow change that's taking place.
So Claire Boucher, probably better known by her stage name Grimes, she said that the media reinforces sexism by focusing on her as a victim rather than a successful and independent artist, and she has done very, very well for herself. Do you think the media plays a role in the inequality of women and what they face in music?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's still a lot of evidence that shows that when women are discussed in the media, they are more often to be discussed in terms of their gender than men are. So you never hear, for instance, the phrase the all-male group blah blah. Like, we don't hear the all-male group Oasis, whereas when there is a group that's made up of all women, it's the all-female group Stonefield. So it automatically becomes the focus for women. So I think that it then becomes that much harder for them, as Grimes says, to be taken seriously as artists. And there's also still a lot of stuff going on where the music journalism will focus on the physical attributes of female artists as well. Like, talk about how sexy they are or how pretty they are in a way that, again, you don't get happening with male artists.
And so just looking into the crystal ball a little bit, what do you think needs to be done in the future to bridge the gap between the representation and recognition of male and female artists?
I think that one of the things that is happening that I think is probably going to have some good outcomes is just the way that people are being more prepared to call out what they're seeing. So what's going on with the festivals, where we still have these festival lineups that tend to be very, very male-heavy, more and more often we're seeing little campaigns being launched on social media where people are coming out and calling attention to this fact, whereas in the past it's just gone unremarked on. I think that putting the focus on people who organise what's happening in the music industry, so the people who put on these festivals or the people who organise panels to talk about things or the people who are doing the hiring, and constantly saying to them, why aren't you including more women and then calling them out on the sorts of excuses that we often hear, which are about, oh, there just weren't any available, or, oh, there are none doing this sort of thing, when there are. I think that's one really good step. So just sort of using that people power, that power of social media and that power of just asking questions is a really good thing that we're seeing happening at the moment.
I will admit, yeah, I remember when the Splendour in the Grass lineup came out, I did see a couple of people on my Facebook feed had posted stuff about the lack of women in comparison to some of the male artists.
Yes, yeah, and that sort of thing, just making people think about it. Like just even if people are still arguing, like some people are definitely still out there saying, oh, well, what are you going to do about it? It's just about taste, or it's just about who's best. I mean, we always hear that stuff about women. Just the more you can get people to think about it, I think the more likely it is that you will get these small incremental changes taking place.
Well, Catherine, it's a very important topic. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.